不认识的话，这是我们的英文牧师 Pastor Cordova。总是很荣幸能够在这里来分享神的话语。
This morning we are actually, for those in the English service, we're continuing with a series that I have been doing this month here in December.
今天早上我们会继续我们在英文堂所讲的、信息。
It's based off of the Christmas Carol, Joy to the World, and we've been looking at different aspects of joy over the last several weeks.
主要是讲到我们圣诞节的歌，讲到我们有喜乐。
The first week we talked about joy in waiting.
第一个礼拜我们讲到我们要
just finding joy in developing patience as we examine the Old Testament prophecies regarding Jesus Christ.
我们在看旧约的时候，看到我们在等待里面有喜乐。
And particularly his birth.
特别是讲到他的出生。
Last week we talked about joy in the unexpected, when those unexpected surprises and circumstances come in life.
上个礼拜我们讲到我们在没有预期到的事情的时候，里面也要有喜乐。
And just the idea of practicing joy when those unforeseen circumstances can actually rob us of maybe the joy that we're experiencing.
讲到我们有时候在没有期待的情况下，有时候没有办法有喜乐。
And you can see from the first verse of this familiar Christmas carol, it seems to reflect more than what would be expected in response to the arrival of Jesus as King.
你可以在这里看到，我们就是等候我们的主到来的时候有喜乐。
Because what we know from history, Jesus' birth over 2,000 years ago went largely unnoticed.
我们知道从历史上来看，两千年前我们主耶稣基督来的时候，很多人都没有注意到。
And yet this carol speaks of this overwhelming joy around the world to receive Jesus as her king.
但是这首歌的歌词讲到我们现在充满了喜乐来欢迎我们的主。
In many ways, it's almost a song of anticipation of what actually will be.
所以这歌有时候是讲到我们将来会有什么样子的情况。
But as I said, in many ways, Jesus' arrival as a baby went largely unnoticed.
但是当耶稣基督真的来当一个小 baby 来到我们当中的时候，很多人都没有注意到。
In one of his devotional books, Max Lucado wrote called God Came Near. It speaks of Jesus'birth in the first chapter.
一个神学家Max Lucado写了一本书，讲到耶稣基督要诞生的时候。
And this is what he writes: says it is doubtful that anyone mentioned the couple's arrival.Or wondered about the condition of the girl.
他讲到那个时候，可能没有人注意到这一对新婚的夫妇来到他们当中，也没有人知道那个妇女那个的情况是怎么样子。
They were too busy. The day was upon them.
大家都太忙碌了，他们一天刚刚开始。
The day's bread had to be made. The morning chores had to be done.
他们要做他们的面包，他们要做早上的一些工作。
There was too much to do to imagine that the impossible had occurred.
太多事情要做，没有办法想象到这个不可能事情将要发生了。
That God had entered the world as a baby.
神会进入这个世界成为一个小婴孩。
So today we are going to explore the joy in the present.
今天我们要看的是现在的喜乐。
This idea of discovering the joy that's available to everyone.
就是现在我们的喜乐对每一个人都是可以得到的。
Because of the arrival of Emmanuel.
因为以马内利已经来了。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
Will you join me in prayer?
请我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we invite your presence here.
天父，我们邀请你来到我们当
中。We thank you for the worship that we've experienced through music and song.
我们感谢你，我们用音乐来敬拜你。
Through testimony and baptism.
用见证，用洗礼来敬拜你。
Through the declaration of your son's arrival through the choir anthem.
用我们的诗歌来唱您将要带来。
And we worship you now as we understand and look at your word.
我们现在敬拜你，我们要。
May your spirit challenge us this morning.
求你的圣灵来挑战我们。
Encourage our hearts.
来鼓励我们。
That you would be glorified.
让你的荣耀归于您。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Well, the bulk of our text is found in Luke chapter 2.
今天我们的
starting with verse 8.
在路加福音第二章第八节。
And just because this year is the 50th anniversary of a Charlie Brown Christmas.
今年是Charlie Brown Christmas 的第50周年。
We're going to let Linus share with us this particular verse.
我们来看一段卡通，让 Linus 来念经文。
Who knows what Christmas is all about? Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angelA multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
That's
what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
在伯利恒之野地有牧羊的人夜间按着更次看守羊群。有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主耶稣。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。”忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说。在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So when we're speaking about joy, we're defining joy as that emotion of great happiness.
我们讲到喜乐，是我们一种感觉，很快乐的感觉。
And a lot of times, that's what we think about at first.
所以我们通常是想到这样子的感觉。
But at the same time, one of the other definitions speaks of joy as being that source, that actual source of that emotion.
但是另外一个定义，这个喜乐就是我们的泉源，我们的感觉的泉源。
And what we've discovered is that sometimes that sense of joy can become overshadowed by the events surrounding us.
但是我们常常有，我们心里的喜乐会被我们身边周遭所发生的事情影响。
Such is the case in our world today when terrorism strikes in places like Paris or even locally here in San Bernardino.
就像现在我们有恐怖分子在巴黎跟 San Bernardino 的这种事情。
In fact, this last week, many of you may have heard that the Los Angeles schools closed down for a day just on the mere threat of something happening.
上个礼拜啊，洛杉矶的学校也因为有人恐怖分子恐吓，所以他们就关了一天。
And the truth is, whether we like it or not, this sense of fear can find its way into our lives.
所以不管如何，这种恐惧的心。的心情已经进到我们的新生命里。
And rob us of that joy that God has given to us through the presence of His Holy Spirit.
所以这样子就我们就可能会失去了我们的喜乐的心。
So as we look at the text, one of the things I want us to consider is this idea of when fear is present.
所以我们今天要看的就是当恐惧在我们当中的时候。
Oftentimes it's because we've encountered something different.
常常是因为我们碰到一些不同的事情。
In fact, our routine gets disrupted when something happens.
我们的例行公事被影响到了，没有办法再继续下去。
And that's certainly the case with the shepherds.
就像那时候的牧羊人。
You know, all of a sudden they were just going about their regular job.
他们只是在那边像平常一样在看羊。
Most likely these weren't their own sheep.
这可能不是他们自己的羊群。
They were probably hired by someone to watch over these flocks.
可能是有人雇请他们来看这些羊。
It was a common profession of the day.
所以那个时候有很多的牧羊人。
And so when you're going about regular life, you don't expect things to happen so overwhelmingly like this.
所以你就在做你每天的日行公事的时候，你没有想到有什么很特别事情会发生。
And it was in the midst of their daily routine that something unusual occurred.
就在他们在做每天的事情的时候，这个很不同的事情就发生了。
And the thing, that's what terrorists want to do.
这也是恐怖分子想要。
They want to disrupt our routine of daily life.
他要打扰我们每天的。
And create a sense of fear.
让我们有心里有惧怕。
that we would be afraid to just go about to the mall or to the shopping center or to the market.
所以我们不敢去买东西或者是去市场里面。
That we're scared when we even just go to school or just go to work.
即使去上班或上学都会有恐惧。
They want to disrupt our routine.
他要把我们的日常生活打乱。
But sometimes our routines are disrupted not by such extreme measures.
但是有时候我们的日常生活被打乱了。
Maybe it's that unexpected phone call from the doctor.
可能是医生打来的一通电话。
With news that maybe there are some health issues.
可能健康上面有一些问题。
Or maybe it's being called into your boss's office or the principal's office.
或者是校长叫你去，或者是你的老板。
All of a sudden, anxiety and fear starts to come up within us.
心情就很紧张，会有惧怕。
Because our routine has been disrupted.
因为我们的日常工时就被打断。
But for the shepherds, it wasn't just simply a routine interruption.
但是牧羊人来说，这不是一个普通的事情。
It wasn't some wild animal looking to maybe steal away some of the sheep.
不是像有野狼想要来吃羊。
I mean, it was something overwhelming. It was an angel from God.
是一个他们不可想象的，从天使那里来的。
To imagine that the night sky would be filled with the glory of God.
想象这个晚上的天空充满了天使的神的荣耀。
Understanding to this point in Israel's history, there had been no prophet of God for over 400 years.
在当时在以色列的历史当中已经有400年没有先知也没有天使。
And so the appearance of an angel would be very overwhelming.
所以突然有天使出现了，这个是他们不能想象的事情。
Particularly for someone who is just a common person.
毕竟他们只是一个很平凡的牧羊人。
Going about his regular job.
在做他们每天当做的事情。
That overwhelming circumstance can be create that fear that could overshadow the joy.
就是突然发生的这种不可想象的事情，也会让他们有惧怕。
There in verse 9 it says that the angel appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.
第九章讲到有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。
And understandably, they were filled with great fear.
牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
But see, that sense of being overwhelmed can not only overshadow our joy, but when fear is present, we have a choice.
当我们在这种的情况下面，我们其实是有一个选择的。
And that choice is either we can cower or commit.
我们可以退缩躲避，或者我们可以继续做下去。
And it comes from this thing that we see in nature of fight or flight.
就像我们会有自然的反射动作，我们是要挑战呢，还是要逃避？
If you watch the Animal Planet channel or any channel like that, for me, I grew up with Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
如果你看一些电视上面的动物的节目
，It came on right before I think the Wonderful World of Disney on Sunday nights.
他们以前有这些动物的节目在 Disney 的节目之前。
Invariably, you would see these animals being attacked by a predator.
你会看到动物会有人来侵害他们。
And most often the predator won.
那通常这个野狼或这些他们就赢了。
But it does come down to this instinct that when we are afraid, we either stand up and fight or we flee.
但是我们直觉的反射的动作就是我们是要逃跑呢，还是要继续在这里斗争？
And the same is true for us as human beings.
那对人也是一样的。
But the problem is that sometimes we find that fear can even just paralyze us from any action.
有时候我们惧怕的时候，我们完全没有办法做任何事情。
And we just kind of cower in the corner, afraid to do anything.
我们就退缩了，不敢做任何事情。
And so as the shepherds are encountering this magnificent display of God's glory,
所以这些牧羊人看到这个神的荣光的时候
，they have a choice.
他们有一个选择。
And one of the things that they've got to do is to evaluate the cause of that great fear.
我们可以看这个惧怕的原因是什么。
And so the angels tell them that they are going to be given this good news of great joy, born today, a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
天使说，我报给你们大喜的信息，你们救主今天诞生了。
And they have to decide whether or not they want to pay attention to this message.
他们可以决定他们要不要相信这个信息。
If this proclamation of good news is enough to remove the fear that is starting to fill their hearts.
如果这个好消息能够把他们的惧怕移开的话
，They had to consider whether or not the messenger was actually a credible source.
他们要看这个报消息人是不是可以信任的。
one angel would get your attention.
一个天使就会让你注意到。
But imagine that behind that angel, all of a sudden appearing is an angel army.
但是想象那时候有千千万万的天使。
It wouldn't have been just a pretty choir like you saw here.
它不是就像我们今天的这个诗班一样。
But these would have been angels, warriors.
这些是天使，他们是打仗的天使。
If that doesn't add credibility to the messenger, I don't know what would.
是让报信息的这些人让你能够值得信任他们。
And yet, it still could cause someone to just be paralyzed and cower in fear.
但是有些人碰到这种的情况的话，还是有可能会退缩。
But we too must consider the cause of maybe some of our fears.
那我们也可以想象我们自己。
Particularly when it comes to responding.To the message that is offered to us today.
尤其是我们今天常常听到了一些信息。
That same message that we celebrate at Christmas time, good news of great joy.
那我们今天讲到圣诞节的信息，这个好消息。
Because after we've evaluated the cause of that fear, we have to determine the validity of the message. Some shepherds would either have believed, or maybe they would be skeptical.
我们听到这个消息，我们有两个选择，我们可以决定这个天使的信息是真的吗？有些牧羊人可能会相信，但是也有些牧羊人可能不相信。
Or maybe they would even be curious, just simply curious.
也有些牧羊人可能会觉得很好奇。
The text suggests that cowering and being paralyzed by fear was not an option for some.
在这个经节里，我们看到这些人并没有退缩。
You see, the possibility of experiencing and discovering the source of great joy was too attractive to ignore.
因为他们想到这个有可能那么大好的消息，真的是不能够抗拒的。
But nonetheless, not all of the shepherds could actually go.
但是不是所有的牧羊人都去看了。
Some actually would had to have stayed with the sheep.
有些人需要留下来，还是看守那些羊群。
They couldn't abandon their duties.
他们不能够把他们的工作放下。
But the curious probably went.
但是好奇的人可能就先去了。
Maybe even the skeptics went.
也许那些怀疑的人也去了。
And when we gather and we hear God's word proclaimed, some of us fall in some of those categories as well.
当我们听到神的话语的时候，我们的心情也是一样的。
Sometimes people come to church because they're just simply curious.
有些人来到教会是因为他们很好奇。
Some maybe are a little skeptical about what this Bible is all about.
有些人可能是有点怀疑这个圣经上面的事情。
I know the vast majority of us in this room truly believe.
知道大部分我们都相信圣经。
And maybe we would also commit to going.
那我们也会去跟
随。And just seeing what the angels had proclaimed is actually true.
去看天使所说的话是不是真的。
And so they go, and they go to Bethlehem, and they find Mary and Joseph and the baby, just as the angels had said.
So they went to Bethlehem, and they found Joseph and Mary.
Imagine the joy that now fills their hearts as they see confirmation of God's answer, God coming to earth as this baby.
想象他们心里的喜乐，当他们看到天使所讲的已经在他们面前现实了。
And so after their encounter with the angel, starting with verse 15, we see their experience in Bethlehem.
从十五节开始，我们讲到他们的经验。
And after that, it says that they returned with this joy in their hearts.
他们急忙去了，然后寻找。
And so one of the things I want us to understand is that God is that true source of joy.
我们知道神就是我们喜乐的源头。
As much as joy is an emotion,
虽然喜乐是一种心情,
once again, joy is also that source that creates that emotion.
但喜乐也是这个我们的情感的源头。
And for us as followers of Christ, that can be found in God.
我们跟随耶稣的人就在神里面能够找到这个源头。
This is what it says in 1 Peter 1:8.
在彼得前书一章八节。
Though you've not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
So joy is not only that emotion we feel,
所以喜乐不是只是一种感觉,
but it's the joy that dispels fear that comes from this source that's not dependent on circumstances.
我们是要看更深入的这个喜乐的源头是不会因为我们的情况而改变的。
And that being God himself.
那就是神。
It's our faith in him that fills us with this joy, regardless of whatever life brings.
我们对神的信心能够让我们充满喜乐，不管我们世上发生了什么事情。
And if God is the true source of joy, then like the shepherds, we can respond with praise and worship.
如果神是我们喜乐的源头，我们就会像牧羊人一样，我们回应他。
You see there in verse 20 that they were glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and had been told to them.
二十节讲到牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
And so our response is to acknowledge this great God.
我们的反应是要认定这个神。
Recognizing that the joy that we have only comes from Him.
知道我们的喜乐是从他那里来。
And even when life gets messy,
当我们的生命上的生活有很多不顺利的事情的时候，
even when our circumstances seem bleak and dark,
当有些情况看起来是很悲观的时候，
we can still have joy because of our relationship with Christ.
我们还是可以有喜乐，因为我们跟神有亲密的关系。
And that joy should be evident in us.
那这个喜乐应该是可以在我们生命上显现出来的。
Just as it was in the shepherds.
就像在那牧羊人身上一样。
One of the things that we see is that they were telling about their story.
我们看到他跟别人他们所说他们的故事。
In verse 16 and 17, when they were there at the manger with Mary and Joseph, they told what they had experienced with the angels.
十六跟十七节，他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
And then in verse 18 says, all that who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them.
十八节，凡听见的就诧异牧羊人之人对他们所说的话。
Because they just instinctively began to tell others.About their own personal experience.
这些牧羊很快就把他们的经验、把他们的故事传开了。
Their experience with God.
他们跟神的经历。
And was relaying this description that the angel gave them regarding the child's birth.
是关于天使论这儿孩子的话。
There would have been this genuine excitement, and it was contagious to all those that heard.
你看到他们非常的兴奋，把这些消息一直传出去。
And one of the things I want us to remember is this.
有一件事情要提醒我们
that your story and my story,
你的故事，我的故事
your experience with God is unique.
我们自己怎么样经历神是很特别的
And we have to remember it can actually help others recognize this joy that is in us because of our relationship with God.
因为我们跟神的关系，别人可以看到我们里面的喜乐
And actually could be available to them as well.
而且别人也都是可以得到的。
This joy that only God can bring.
这个喜乐只有从神那里来。
But the end of our story, we see that the shepherds again returned, presumably back to the flocks.
在故事完了以后说他们回去了，可能是回到羊群那里。
Back to the others who could not go with them.
可能回到那边跟那些不能去的牧羊人。
Back to their everyday life.
回到他们日常的生活里面。
But in their return, they were likely excited to share.All of their experiences with the others.
但是我们可以想象，他们很兴奋地把他们所看见的跟别人分享。
See, if we like the shepherds recognize that God is the true source of joy,
如果我们像牧羊人一样知道神是我们喜乐的源头，
this joy that can dispel the fear,
这个喜乐能够让我们不再惧怕，
it should be shared.
我们就会把这个喜乐分享出去。
We can't stay silent.
我们不能够不再住口。
In fact, we have a responsibility to share it with others.
我们有这个责任把这个好消息分享出去。
To tell our story.
把我们的故事跟别人分享。
At the end of the chapter, Max Lucado continues and writes this.
刚才那个作者写那本书，他怎么样子结束？
He said it was majesty in the midst of the mundane, holiness in the filth of sheep manure and sweat.
他说在平凡当中，神的神圣出现了。在这个肮脏的羊群跟马槽里面，神的圣灵出现了。
Divinity entering the world on the floor of a stable through the womb of a teenager and in the presence of a carpenter.
借着木匠跟一个年轻的童女神进到了这个世界。
She touches the face of the infant God. How long was your journey?
玛利亚摸这个小孩子的脸，你走了多长的路来到我们当中？
This baby had overlooked the universe.
这个婴孩看见过整个宇宙。
These rags keeping him warm were the robes of eternity.
包他的布不像他以前他所有的荣光的。
His golden throne room had been abandoned in favor of a dirty sheep pen.
他的宝座啊被丢弃了，而来到这个肮脏的羊群当中。
And worshiping angels had been replaced with kind but bewildered shepherds.
在天上的天使现在只有几个牧羊人围着。
Meanwhile, the city hums. The merchants are unaware that God had visited their planet.
那个时候，这个城市还是继续的做他刚做的事情。
The innkeeper would never believe that he had just sent God into the cold.
旅店的店主也不敢相信他把神赶出去了。
And people would scoff at anyone who told them that the Messiah lay in the arms of a teenager on the outskirts of their village.
有没有人相信神？这个弥赛亚现在正握在一个童女的这个手上。
They were all too busy to consider the possibilities.
他们都太忙碌了。
Those who missed His Majesty's arrival that night missed it not because of evil acts or malice.
这些没有看到他的来临的这些人，不是因为他们有恶意或恶行。
No, they missed it because they simply weren't looking.
他们没有见证到神，只是因为他们没有在看。
And he finishes with the question, little has changed in 2,000 years.
2000年来，Has it? 还是没有改变的。
See, this morning I've shared the account of common people, these shepherds.
所以今天我们分享这个平凡的人，这些牧羊人。
In the midst of their everyday lives.
在他每天很平凡的日常生活当中。
Who encountered something incredibly noteworthy.
他们有这个很不平凡的事情发生了。
And somewhat frightening.
而且他们刚开始非常惧怕。
And yet they dared to ignore the skepticism.
但是他们并没有怀疑。
And embraced the curiosity.
他们好奇地去寻找。
To discover the joy of the present.
找到这个现在的这个喜乐。
And not only the here and now.
不是只是现今。
But in this case, the present or gift that God is with us.
这个 present 这也是一个神给我们的一个礼物。
Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
See, Jesus was God. Jesus is God.
耶稣就是神。
He is the Son of God who took on human form as a helpless baby.
他是神的儿子来到我们当中。
He's born to be the Savior of mankind.
他出生在这世界来拯救。
Born to take away the sins of the world.
来把我们的罪拿开。
He would grow to be a man and die a horrific death on a cross.
他会长大成人死在十字架上。
All as payment.For our sins.
因为我们的罪。
He would be buried and come to life again.
他会被埋葬，然后再复活。
And this is the present he offers to us.
这就是我们现在我们有的。
Not only forgiveness of our sins.
他把我们的罪恶忘记了。
But a relationship with him.
但是他要我们建立一个很亲密的关系。
So that we might spend eternity in his presence.
所以我们可以永远跟他在一起。
Together with him.
跟他在一起。
My prayer for us is that we don't miss the joy of this present that is available to us today.
我们的祷告就是我们现在不要错失了这个礼物，让我们有喜乐。
So as we celebrate Christmas,
所以当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候
，particularly as followers of Jesus Christ,
尤其是我们基督徒
，may we be men and women that go from this place and tell others about the joy that we've experienced.From this relationship with Christ.
让我们离开这里，跟大家能够传扬我们跟神的关系所得到的喜乐。
Our worship team is going to come. We're going to sing a song, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
我们的敬拜组要来带我们唱一首歌。
As a reminder and as a celebration of the message that we have, this message of joy and hope.
提醒我们，我们这个有喜乐的信息。
That has come.In the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate today, this week. Let's pray.